Hundreds of Afghan refugees will arrive in the state in the next couple of weeks. But advocates for refugee resettlement are also calling on the U.S. State Department to focus on those who haven't been able to leave the Taliban-controlled country. As Connecticut Public Radio's Camila Viejo reports, numerous Afghan Americans from Connecticut are stuck in Kabul with no way out.
Chris George runs New Haven's Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services, or IRIS. He says his agency has been working with 45 clients from the greater New Haven area. They are U.S. citizens and green card holders.
They tried to get out through the airport, and they were beaten and bruised and terrified in the process. They've been hunkering down in safe houses in Kabul. They feel like they are bargaining chips in some high-stakes game of international diplomacy.
Others are refusing to leave their families behind out of fear of what will happen to them.
An agonizing decision that Afghans need to make. Do I take a seat on a plane and come to the United States for my safety, or do I stay and protect my brothers and my sisters and my parents?
The situation isn't unique to people linked to Connecticut. Senator Richard Blumenthal says evacuation efforts are taking far too long for anyone with ties to the U.S.
I am going to continue fighting for the Afghan allies, as well as United States citizen, permanent legal residents. They have been stalled first by our own State Department and then by the Taliban. But they will never be forgotten. We are going to get them out of Afghanistan.
Advocates expect Connecticut to resettle around 1,000 refugees in the next year. Camila Vallejo, Connecticut Public Radio.